This is the Montana Economic Minute.
So we have an election and the stock price of Tesla soars. We have a president-elect who likes oil production, so those companies look good while the fate of non-Tesla electric vehicle makers sours. And of course, Canada and Mexico worry about tariffs. The occupants of seats in Congress and the White House change, and the prospects for businesses and investment change. That's the way of the world. But is it a good thing for the economy? In the wake of active industrial policies like the CHIPS Act or the Inflation Reduction Act, which funnel tax dollars to specific companies, the power of those approving the earmarks and the special favors has never been larger. It's exactly the kind of game that has been played in developing countries for decades, and it helps explain their stagnation. It's called crony capitalism, where resources flow to sectors with political connections, not actual returns. The more we emulate places like Brazil and Nigeria, the faster we may converge to the same kinds of outcomes. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.